There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Fallout TV show is performing very well. For April 30th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, there are some new leaks around the Switch 2, and Walmart and Roblox test their metaverse commerce without actually saying the word metaverse. Reported by Variety, Amazon has finally released some figures on the Fallout TV show, and the post-apocalyptic love letter to Fallout fans has garnered 65 million views across the globe over the last 2 weeks. However, Amazon did not disclose what constitutes a view or what portion of views belong to which of the episodes. Amazon did give us a look at a few of the demographic statistics. The Fallout TV show's viewers are adults between the ages of 18 and 34. Not that surprising, since that's the age range that kind of grew up with the Fallout series. Interestingly, though, 60% of the Fallout TV show's viewership was from outside the United States. The United Kingdom, France, and Brazil were the three countries that Amazon pointed out had the largest audiences, which is surprising given that Fallout universe centers around the satirical depiction of Americana. Though with enough international adoption of the Fallout TV show, it could incentivize Bethesda into making a Fallout game that is set outside of America. Despite that being a pipe dream, Fallout 4 modders Team Fallon are still working on Fallout London. However, their release date for Fallout London is still up in the air, mostly because the modder behind Fallout 4's script extender has stated he will not be releasing a timetable for a fix of the critical mod. Hopefully, in a couple of more weeks, we'll get another update from Team Fallon or script extender dev Ian Pat and potentially find out how much longer we have to wait. The Nintendo Switch 2 rumor mill is grinding once again. This time around, MobiPad, Nintendo's Chinese partner who manufactures Joy-Cons, posted on Facebook a list of new features supposedly shipping with the Switch 2, which includes 6 claims that have since been removed from the Facebook post. The 6 claims are: 1, that the Switch 2 will be backwards compatible with existing Switch peripherals; 2, the Switch 2 is allegedly also backwards compatible with original Switch's cartridges. However, the Switch 2 will have different cartridges that aren't compatible with the original Switch. Number three, the new Joy-Cons are getting a new docking mechanism, which includes a magnet for quote-unquote smoother attachment. Four, the Switch 2 will retain the USB-C port for charging and docking. Number five features an improved metal kickstand with adjustable angle. And six, Nintendo is supposedly putting a 1080p display on the Switch 2. All six claims are plausible, given that Nintendo is pretty diligent about making the immediate previous generation backwards compatible. Though with that being said, none of this from MobiPad has been confirmed by Nintendo. So I would take these claims with a sizable grain of salt. While entirely steering clear of using the word metaverse, Walmart and Roblox announced a new addition to the Walmart experience on Monday. Walmart and Roblox have collaborated to create Walmart's IRL shop within the Walmart experience. Users over the age of 13 are now allowed to buy real-life items from Walmart through Roblox. If purchased, the Roblox user will get both an in-game counterpart to the real item and the real item shipped to their house. Though, before you start thinking you can go grocery shopping on Roblox, it should be noted that the selection of items is limited to just three things: a No Boundaries Festival bag, a stainless steel tumbler, and a pair of wireless headphones. However, Walmart's IRL shop is also just a test. Roblox, alongside this announcement, disclosed that they're working with other brands to test similar but different e-commerce experiences, meaning we will sadly see other brands launch their half-baked metaverse partnerships with Roblox in the coming years. Overall, this is just the continuation of Walmart's initial metaverse activation from a couple of years ago. But fascinatingly, there was no mention of a metaverse in these press releases or any coverage of this story, showing that despite the backlash, if you package the same garbage and market it just slightly differently the second time around, even journalists forget about the dystopian slippery slope we're all currently sliding down. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Hopefully, that'll be tomorrow. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. And you know what? If you want to slam me for missing so many episodes, that's the way to do it. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at LloydFFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.